Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love? There's a love I can feel rising with the dawn, reaching out to help us heal like ripples on a pond, offering us a choice. And these days to come, to ride the waves and be a voice for peace under the sun. Hey, everybody, surf's up!
Riding the wave of love, high on heaven above, dancing down to earth, the beautiful rebirth, riding the wave of love.
Into 2012, living one vibration, spreading joy and sharing wealth in a sea of celebration. United in the way, being big and hearty, comes a bright new day on a golden ray for a global party. In the streets, coming from down under, lifting us up. All around the world, we're riding the wave of love.
I love that song so much. Yes, here we are, welcoming you to Living Eden, riding the wave of love right into our planet and all around it and into our lives. And we have an interview with the woman who created this song, Simone Matthews, today. Simone, would you like to say hi?
Hi, Sharon, and wonderful chatting to you again on your radio program. Thank you for having me on. But I really want to get in right at the beginning. I have to say congratulations to yourself and Rick on the celebration of your 50th wedding anniversary. I find that so absolutely beautiful and so blessed for you both. So congratulations.
Oh, thank you so much. I received that. Wow. And welcome, everybody. We'll get back to Simone in a few minutes. Welcome you to Living Eden, the program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And that's how Simone is going to support us today, too. So I'm going to use one of Simone's gifts to us, which you can get on her website for free, her galactic breathing, to bring us into our presence in our bodies and into a space to connect more deeply with Simone and her sharing with us today. So let's take some nice deep breaths. And for those of you who have not done galactic breathing, you breathe in through your heart and through Earth's heart and through the galactic heart inside of the cosmic heart of Divine Source. So we'll start with that, breathing in your belly, filling your whole body through your heart, through your Earth's heart, through the galactic heart, inside the heart of Divine Source, and breathing out, releasing. And feel your energy coming back into your body. slowly moving down through your body, through your legs, into your feet, into your Earth Star, underneath your feet, and down into the center core of the Earth. And we'll take another breath, another galactic breath, and this time we'll hold it for 3 seconds in your pineal gland. And when we breathe out, we'll be releasing any blocks from being who we really are, which is the divine essence. So breathe in and hold and release. Moving down deeper into your being because you've let go of who you are not and are receiving who you are. Down into your feet. Into your Earth Star. Down to the center of Earth. Being received by Earth herself in a delightful dance to connect with you. And we'll do another breath. And in that one, when we release, we'll release ourselves into the arms of the divine. So take a breath. Hold it in your pineal gland, breathing it out through your spinal column, out through your whole body. Into the arms of the beloved lover of all that is. In a delightful embrace of love. And moving that down into earth, down through your feet, through your Earth Star, into the center core of earth, and having a party of love with earth and divine source and your being. And all of us together, because we're all one. And with that, just take a minute to receive that. And I will create a bit more of an energy bowl for this show, for this interview with Simone. We already have our connection with Divine Source, and that's a beautiful start for our bowl. And calling in calling in the divine archangels and angels, and knowing that we are in the womb of the Divine Mother, and bringing in our shadows so that she can love them and receive them, and in that love they will be released also into who they really are, and thanking them for the gift that they've been in our lives. And calling in love and joy and peace and abundance for all. And in that space also, calling in Simone Matthews, who is an international speaker, author, spiritual teacher, and visionary pioneer of conscious evolution. And believe me, she is all of that. As co-founder of Universal Life Tools, founder of Universal Tool Metaphysical School of Healing, and creator of The Wave of Love, which is the song that we introduce with, Simone is, oh, there's also a movie that goes with that, that she's the creator of. Simone is facilitating a global awakening of people to the infinite power of their heart and soul. Founder of the healing modalities, Crystal Light Healing and Essence of Angels, Simone embraces ancient traditional healing in a contemporary setting. She travels the globe, facilitating master classes, as well as her practitioner and teacher courses in these healing modalities. And now she's traveling the globe with her family, too, on this world tour. Simone is a well-respected international authority on the ancient science of spiritual wisdom and is a much-sought-after keynote presenter, retreat facilitator, and dream weaver of the Divine Feminine. She has been a guest speaker on TV and radio and is a regular contributor to the publications both in Australia and internationally. She lives and works and plays in Noosa Heads, Australia, with her husband, two children, and a puppy. Simone, welcome to Living Eden.
Beautiful, and thank you, Sharon. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
You are so welcome. Well, I'm sure all of our listeners are very excited, too, in welcoming you.
Thank you.
So I was wondering, while you're with us, if you could tell us about your family's journey, how this started, and if it's what you expected it to be so far.
Goodness, I knew you were going to ask me that question, because obviously we had a chat a couple of days ago, and you said, oh, let's just talk about the tour, what's been happening and how it's been going, and it's like, wow, it's been in such an incredible whirlwind. I just don't even know where to start. So I thought maybe we start back from, remember we chatted last year about the tour, and you said, how did it all come into beingness? Well, the vision originally for the tour was coming back in December 2013, where we were blessed for this vision from Spirit to do this world tour, where we'd travel the world with not just myself, but our entire family. So my two children, they're aged 13 and Callum just turned 16 on the road, and my husband. And the vision was to offer like free talks, courses, conduct sacred ceremonies. And the whole vision of the tour was connection in bringing people together to re-remember that we really belong to one another. You know, we really are all one on this planet. You know, we're a global family of world citizens. And when we live our lives, you know, as the most beautiful expression of that, it's when we co-create a heaven on earth, or as you would say on your beautiful radio program, we create where we're living Eden is essentially what we're doing. You know, and so our ultimate aim of our life is to find peace, happiness, love and connection. And so really this is what our tour is about. So we realized at the time, wow, this is like a big ask, you know, can we actually do this? We've been given this blessed vision and we can see such a sacred purpose in this tour, but, you know, are we capable of really pulling this off and making it happen? Because, you know, maybe to give a bit of background for your listeners, whilst I have my school Universal Life Tools and we have practitioners and teachers around the world, we're not like a big corporate entity that has, you know, the big marketing department, the event management department, or the computer or tech department. You know, it's on this tour, it's myself and my family. I have a virtual assistant and then lots of other people who are supporting me through donating their time as well. But we're not a huge corporation. So it's like, wow, this even possible? So I remember this is going back in February this year. We landed in Miami, Florida, and it was the temperature was just like back in Australia. We went to the beach. We're having a great time. And then suddenly, I call it stuff, started to happen. You know, the things that just happen, and it's kind of like pulls the rug out from under your feet, so to speak. You know, we just were suddenly completely out of our comfort zone. It's like things were crumbling around us. Things weren't going to the plan that we had, you know, that beautiful, blessed plan that you have. And everything was so perfect and synchronized, and nothing was going to plan. Like, event venues were changing, event hosts were pulling out. Just the bookings was really slow in coming in. And so you can start to imagine, because you're not in your comfort zone of your own home with your friends and other family members around you. You're in a different country with all of that support taken away. And suddenly, like, you know, for all of us, a lot of fear started to come up. And then I think because Sean and I were getting quite stressed, you know, this is right back in the beginning, then our children were missing home and their friends. And so it's like, oh, my goodness, what are we doing here? This hadn't been the plan. And we spent some time in nature, which was a big part of the early part of the trip. And we sort of sat down as a family and said, okay, this was the bigger vision of the trip. What if we just surrender and go with the flow? Sure, we've got this plan, and as beautiful as this plan that we've got mapped out on paper is, maybe we really just need to surrender to the highest vision of this tour and really just allow spirit to weave it, you know, to actually just allow us to know that we'll be where we're meant to be, an event will happen where it's meant to happen, or we'll meet the people we're meant to meet. And, you know, that was really scary, but I have to say one of the most freeing experiences, which you have to see the beauty, I call it maybe a little bit of a cosmic joke there, of spirit saying, well, this is an opportunity for you to walk the talk. This is what this tour is about, connecting people and not trying to control and force things to happen, but to allow spirit to weave its way through you. This is an opportunity for you to stand in the full truth of that. So I think for each of us, that was a real pivotal moment of the trip, because that's when we really allowed the magic to happen. I think we lightened up as a family and allowed ourselves to have fun. It meant that we may not know where we're staying tomorrow night. We may not know when our next meal is, or know when exactly the next event is sometimes. But that's okay, because we'll be where we really need to be in that moment. So I think personally for my beautiful family and children in particular, I think it's really brought us together as a family, how we can help one another, because, you know, we've all had our sad moments or upset moments or needing personal space or moments where we think, oh, this is really hard, and it's had an opportunity to, I think, pull us together of how we can help one another, which, of course, is a beautiful mirror reflection of connection. How can we help one another here on Earth? So what a magical experience this is, and still being weaved every single moment of the day.
Wow. Wow, that really is magical. And what a way to start off when you expected it to be something totally different. I so honor you and your family for how you dealt with that. And it's a lot like what Rick and I are doing with selling our house. We have no idea. We have no idea. And we had where we're going to go afterwards and how our life is going to unfold, because we're choosing to recreate our life. And we know how we want it to look, just like you had. But as a, you know, we don't know what's actually going to happen. And, yeah, so I really get what you're going through and how incredibly gifting to your being it is to be in the mystery and surrender to it.
Oh, look, I completely agree. You know, whilst vulnerability, sure, is scary, it opens your heart to infinite potentials. You know, that the mind thinks it can control and make things happen and bring all the pieces together.
But when you're vulnerable, that's when the synchronicities of life just work its way through. And the people that we have met on this trip and the experience we've had, you know, our plan, we look at our plan and nearly laugh at our plan now, because it was like, oh my goodness, that was not what Spirit intended. That's what we thought that we needed to practically fulfill what Spirit intended. But all we need to do is get out of our own way and really allow the synchronicities to happen, and then take conscious action. You know, the steps that provide things to be brought into physical form, but not from a place of control, from a place of beautiful surrender.
And then the control is by the beloved that loves us and can see more than we can see.
Yes.
Wow.
Exactly.
So
right.
How is this affecting your kids now, your children?
Look, now we've learnt to... Laughter is this beautiful thing that we do. So when somebody is... Because just imagine, you have to put ourselves in for anyone who has a family or has spent time with a family, or think about when you were younger. Imagine, so far we've driven just over 20,000 kilometres, four people in a car, together 24/7. And we are a completely normal family, which means sometimes someone's going to get irked with somebody. You know, that is just going to happen as a practicality. So what we do, this little thing, which kind of sounds funny, but it does work for us. It means when somebody is sort of, you know, not quite within themselves, then the rest of us start omming. And it sounds really silly, but we just go om with smiles on our face. And it just lightens the moment for that person to then break down the barriers to really talk about what's really upsetting them. Because it's not usually because, oh my goodness, there isn't any water left in my water bottle, who took it? It's usually because I'm missing my friends today or something like that. But then that's not being voiced. So we find when we do these more lighthearted things, it allows that person just to break down their barriers, open their heart, and actually share what's really bothering them, not what the story is of. And we found that has been one of the most successful things. Communication on this trip has just been a huge thing, to really speak your feelings and then being honoured, allowing everyone to listen when that person's speaking. Because there were arguments in the beginning, and so we had to find out new ways of communicating in our family when we're all in a car for like 8 hours, if it's an 8-hour driving day.
Wow. What a beautiful gift to your family that you wouldn't have gotten probably otherwise.
Oh, look, exactly. When you're back home in your own environment, you know, you have your own little spaces or cruxes or things that you do, your patterns. It might be just going outdoors, being able to get away from everybody. And, you know, and those things are beautiful and they work. But when you're literally stuck in the car, there is nowhere to go. There's nowhere to hide. There's nowhere to run. Then how do you actually confront things within yourself? So I think for us, it's given our children incredible tools to think, well, outside in the world, being 13 and 16, you know, they're making their way or visioning themselves, you know, eventually leaving home and making their way in the world. Well, how do I deal with circumstances where I can't run from it? How do I face something within me, and what tools do I have within me to be able to cope and work with it and move beyond it, not let it take ownership of me or feel a victim to it? So powerful experiences, and also powerful experiences for both Sean and I, may I add, because children are our biggest teachers. So I am learning patience.
Oh, wow.
That's my biggie.
How beautiful. How beautiful. And it even makes me think of, you know, that's a small unit, your family, that has created this OM. And OM is very powerful. So it made me think about the planet. I mean, even though there's a lot of people on our planet, billions of people on our planet, and if everyone, or as many people as we could call into, did OMing on the planet at a specific wave, like your wave of love, with the time frame around the whole planet, whenever we're confronted with with our too much togetherness, it doesn't fit.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. Find out what would happen. That's an amazing thing to think about.
Well, we open to a field exactly of like infinite potentials through us. Our mind can only see problems, yet when we open to that field, there's an infinite solutions, infinite potentials out there, and you just open to that and it creates through you. And you dissolve the blocks and barriers within you that you prevent yourself from actually being that simply by,
yes,
whether it's omming, connecting in, breathing into your heart, just creating space within your life.
And that makes me remember, too, your galactic breathing. Thank you. Thank you for creating that for all of us. Wow.
Oh, look, a pleasure.
So can you share with us some of your experiences connecting with the people that you're meeting?
I have to say we've had a wild ride. I think that's the best way of trying to find a way to describe what this trip has been like. As I said, once we surrendered and accepted, okay, we're just going to have to be vulnerable here and see what weaves its way through, we have just been blessed by so many people, whether it's offering to support our events, giving us a bed for the night or inviting us into their home for a week or sometimes even 2 weeks, where people have said, let's run an event in my home, and then introduced us into their communities. Just, you know, so incredible, unbelievable things have happened. And then people just offering our homes, like, oh, I've got a family friend, the next area where you're going to, maybe they could put you up for a night. And all of these things are just so incredibly helpful. And I think for our family, we've found it's these little things that make a difference. Now, if we are on the road and say we need to book a hotel, and if it was a suite that came with a kitchen, we're in awe of a kitchen. We go, can you see a kitchen in front of you? Wow, a stovetop. We can actually cook with more than one pot tonight. You know, these little simple things that you take for granted have now brought us back to a place of incredible gratitude for such simplicity. Because when we're on the road, we have one little hot pot, and we have a little cooking element, and we have one pot, and we've become incredibly creative of making meals. I think my daughter said, you should write a cookbook, Mum. We've become incredibly creative. So when people invite us into this home and cook us a meal or offer us a bed where we're not literally all squished in one small, you know, motel or hotel room, it is just incredibly blessed. And I think that's been a wonderful experience for our family as well. Just being, I think, really humbled by people's graciousness in seeing our greatest vision of what this tour is about in connecting people together and offering assistance. And no matter how small that is, every little bit of help is so welcomed, and offering that assistance to make this tour possible. It really has been incredibly, incredibly amazing. And then from the perspective of seeing it from, you know, participants, I'm seeing the feedback has just been really, really beautiful. And seeing people shift and change not only during the workshop itself, but then receiving the emails and stories after workshops of changes that have taken place in people's lives. Like one event, this was on the east coast of the States, I'll never forget because it touched and opened my heart so much. This lady came up the end and she was crying, and we had this beautiful big embrace. She was gorgeous. And, you know, she was saying our goodbyes. Oh, I don't really like goodbye. I go, until we catch up again next time. And, you know, I remember she, you know, said to me, no, look, I finally got it. Things have really just suddenly sunk into me in this workshop. You know, I'm really ready to forgive and move forward. You know, I think the key words, what she said at the end is, I now really give permission for myself to be happy at last. And to me, that just summed it up, whether it's just that one person we affected or millions of people. You know, as we open our hearts and really just give ourselves permission to be happy, it creates change. So people have been inspiring on this trip. you know, really incredibly inspiring, where they've allowed themselves to be vulnerable within the workshops and really move beyond those belief systems which hold us back from seeing our potential, because we're all incredibly divine, magnificent beings of source of divinity through us. But our beliefs, our imprinting from the field, you know, inhibit us from just living our life as an expression of that. When we open our heart and choose to just transcend and move beyond those beliefs, wow, we really find we just move into that place of deepest happiness, of deepest joy. We live fulfilling lives where we feel that we make a difference on this planet. So it's been a pleasure seeing it weave its magic through people's hearts, through people's communities, and then people attending, whether it's our free talks or our ceremonies or our courses, but then sharing that with others. And that's that whole pay it forward thing, which I just love. Then sharing that with others and then giving other people the tools and opportunity, inspiring them to do exactly the same. So beautiful.
Wow. Wow. You're really creating an amazing life here. And vulnerability, you brought that word up about how people were being vulnerable and growing, and how, so it's going both ways. What you created with your family in this vulnerability and surrender is what is happening for people that you're touching their lives. And it's that's changing their lives. That is so precious.
It is precious. It's divine. And, you know, as I said in the beginning, it has been a tour about really walking the talk. And so you love those mirror reflections. As things come up in our family, then I'll be running a workshop and go, oh, look, we're on the same theme here. Isn't that just beautiful?
Yeah.
Let's work with this. Then, of course, then bring that back into my family. So that lovely cycle of giving and receiving has been delightful.
Right. Wow. And I've read some of the feedback from people as I've been following you, and it's phenomenal, Simone, the way people's hearts are being touched by this tour and what you're doing on it. And I'm just blown away by the courage and the beauty and the results of you're stepping out there into this great big planet and making it your home instead of your house. And
that's exactly right. Nature, this planet, definitely has been our home, that's for sure. I think the biggest feedback which I've really received and understand in my heart is that people feel our body of work through, you know, a universal life tools school is freeing. I think that's the big word. You know, it's not about having to do anything. You know, that dogma that sometimes I think spirituality is as a belief system unto itself. You know, you feel shame that you aren't good enough, you're not as enlightened as others if you don't do X, Y, Z, or you know, I don't know, say three hails facing the north, meditating for exactly 22 minutes each morning, or something, you know, like that. And I don't mean that as a judgment. I mean it from the perspective of we take on these belief systems on what it means to live as an enlightened being. But what the teachings through our school is about freeing is, what does it mean to you? You know, how can you create the sacred space within your life to just allow yourself to experience your divine magnificence, to really truly live your life as an expression of who you are, free of the dogma of what other people expect of you, but living truth and authenticity of yourself. And I think when you gift that or inspire people to live their lives as an expression of that, then it's like the shoulders go down, the heart opens, you begin to breathe deeply, you go, oh, is that it? So I just need to be kind and compassionate and loving and live myself from a place of beautiful joy. Is that it? And I go, yes, that's it. And once you do that, and that's when you send ripples out within the field, the people, the circumstances, the experience begin to weave through you, and you're doing the job you love. Your relationship changes, or you meet the person that you wish to express or experience this journey with. It's when we begin to mold the field around us simply by holding the highest expression of love and who we are.
Mm, beautifully said. And it's being beautifully received. And how do you see on the trip so far with all of these experiences, do you see the planet any differently than you used to?
Well, that's an interesting question. I would have to say yes, because I've gone through a huge amount of personal change on this trip, you know, really facing some of my deepest fears and belief systems of what I can see as possible for myself and challenging the limitations that I place upon myself. Sometimes I can be a little hard on myself, but I recognize that from a place of love and choose to be vulnerable and move beyond it. So from myself waking up to a deeper aspect of who I am and my authenticity, I really see incredible beauty on this planet in everything. You know, not seeing people as people, but seeing people as souls. Souls who are here to really make a difference in the world purely by being joyful, happiness, expressions of love of who they are. And so I think our children as well, and my husband as well, you know, just seeing the beauty in nature and then seeing that beauty in nature. But what is interesting then, when we get back into a little bit of civilization from spending a day trekking and really by ourselves, then to then spend time with people, you begin to see people in a different light. And that's been such an incredible experience, because that carries through the beauty in nature. We see then the beauty in people. And little experiences that you may see in awe of, whether it's that bee or that squirrel or whatever it may be, the playful nature, then when you hold that joy in your heart, then the experiences we have with people are the same sorts of experiences where we're seeing the joy, the lightheartedness, the playfulness. So, you know, what you focus your attention on is what you create within your life. And so that's what we've seen by spending so much time in nature, all of that beauty then flowing through in our day-to-day experiences with people. And we're really seeing people, not as the physicalness of their humanness, but as their soul-heartedness of the truth of who they are. And that's been an incredible experience. And I think one that's been really life-changing for each of us.
Wow. I'll bet. What would be your guess or your experience of how Earth feels about all that?
Well, I see Earth as this living, breathing entity. You know, it has a pulse, it has a heartbeat, a breath. And when we create space in our life to really tune into that pulse, that heartbeat, that breath of life through us, you know, we don't perceive our life as being separate. We don't see ourselves as just these physical beings here on Earth. We see that we're intimately connected with the entire ecosystem of this planet and with each other. And, you know, when you transcend that disconnection, you change your whole life, because when you live your life in that place of immense compassion, gratitude and kindness, you hold that space for yourself, but you also then hold that space for others and for the planet at large. I call that I refer to that as like the divine trilogy of compassionate and kindness for self, for others and the planet. And what's really interesting, some of us, or many of us, can be like a good master of one or two of those, but it's the trilogy of all three of those, I really believe, is what we're waking up to embrace. Let me give an example of that. Don't you love that when you go to give an example and your mind goes blank? There you go, Spirit's talking
yeah.
now. So as an example, you know, people, they're attending maybe rallies for saving the planet, maybe saving the whales. It may be about looking at how we can nurture the planet with regards to recycling and those sorts of things. Or, you know, people might make conscious choices in their life for themselves to be a vegetarian or a vegan, for instance. And, you know, and I honour that because that's how they're showing compassionate kindness for themselves and for the planet, because they're highlighting the importance of taking care of animals and that some of the horrific experiences animals have within captivity and so on. So I honour that. But then it can be really interesting where we may then not actually give, remember the trilogy, you're working on self and planet there, but then some people then may not be able to give that same compassion and kindness to others because then there might be shame or judgment or ridicule if you're not a vegan or if you're not a vegetarian. And so I think this beautiful human experience we have in connecting with our planet is bringing that divine trilogy of compassion and kindness of self, others, planet together in divine and perfect harmony. We can't just focus on one area where we give into others and then there's nothing left for ourselves, where there's beautiful interconnection of this divine trilogy. And when we bring that into balance and harmony, that's when I think we really create this most sacred space and inspire evolutionary change, or as you would say, a living Eden here on Earth. You know, I think the big question is people often ask is, well, how do you bring that divine trilogy into balance? And I think that's the million-dollar question. But the way that I see it, the way I live it, the way that I experience it is making a choice to make space in your moment to really savour the small moments of your life. And I know this trip has been about that for our family. Just, you know, just like as a child when you'd see a bee on a flower and you go, look at that, and you'd be in wonderment, you know, for an hour watching a bee. Sometimes our lives can get so busy that we get caught up with the striving, the pushing, the endless struggle to have to be somewhere, create something, do something. We're always trying to look for the future and obtain these goals. And I think the reason why we're trying to do that is because we want to find happiness. We want to find that connection. We want to find that joy, that simplicity in life. When we really make the choice to create space and for ourselves to actually be within the moment, to savour the moment, then you find that the happiness actually already exists within. That connection is already there. It's just we're not making the space to see it. And when we're constantly striving, we're not living in the moment to really be present. You know, I think it's fantastic to have goals. And I mean, the vision of this tour came into being this. We were gifted it and we created goals. But what we found, the striving and pushing and trying to control to make a schedule happen wasn't a mere reflection of bringing that divine trilogy of self, others and the planet together. It was about how can I be present in this moment? Hold the greater space of the goal of the vision, but hold it in my heart and allow that to weave through the field and allow source, I sort of call it, to conspire, to spirit to conspire, to bring the synchronicities and the magic around you to weave and make it happen. And that's what I see is happening on this tour, but I see people are waking up to, you know, really having a great mirror reflection of my life. Is my life, the choices I make, a reflection of who I am? You know, does it reflect, am I reflecting or pursuing the greatest inspirational vision of my higher self? What does my heart and my soul call me to do in this moment? Am I living my life as a reflection of that? Or am I doing and having to be because that pleases my family, my community, others? Am I living in the highest expression of my soul? And that's a really important question. I think when you tap in and make your space for yourself each day, you know, how may I serve today? That creates a space for you to live your life from that highest expression.
Oh, I love that divine trilogy. That is so beautiful and so empowering. And to be including Earth as part of that trilogy is Yeah, wow. I've never heard it put that way. Although I have, but it hasn't been described that way, even though it's been given that way, but separately.
Yeah. No, look, I understand. And look, I check in with myself with that every day, with things as they arise and come up. And, you know, one of my challenges, I can so humbly say, is self. I'm a great one for giving to others and for really creating change and the work, visionary work that I do. But I really always need to come back to that divine trilogy. I need to also give that to myself, that space and time for me, to be able to breathe, to be able to take some time out. You know, I don't need to keep giving, because when I allow myself to replenish, then of course I then have even more to be able to give and offer. Mm-hmm. So each of us has a balance on that trilogy, and I think with when we come up with challenges within our life, when we reflect back on that trilogy, we can see where we're out of balance. And then just by becoming conscious of that helps to actually transcend the limitation which created that in the first place, and you breathe through it, and then free will and choice, you open to a field of infinite possibilities, and of course then you change your conscious actions within the world, and you bring the balance and harmony back to that trilogy again.
And in your life too, in your connection with Earth and the cosmos, and because you do crystals and Gaia and sacred geometry and astrology and numerology, all of those things are an aspect of being connected in communion with Earth. And I see that in that, when you're talking about it too, that Earth brings her own vulnerability, just like you and your family were using yours, and it happened, you know, people were receiving that to open themselves, that Earth becomes vulnerable to us to open up and give, so that the trilogy becomes invulnerability, follows through the whole trilogy too.
So beautifully said. You know, the Earth doesn't control. The Earth flows. It has a beautiful cycle around the sun, and has a lunar cycle which affects its energy. But then you see all life on this planet, you know. Plants know exactly when to bloom, when to fruit, and then when to go to seed. Everything has a beautiful cycle of harmony and flow and interaction with every living being. And as a human population on this planet of souls having this human experience, when we connect into Earth and that most sacred flow of life, I call it the great breath of Earth, that's exactly what we instill into our lives, flow. We're not trying to hold on, not trying to make things happen, not trying to control, but opening up to vulnerability of the flow, and that's what we bring into our lives. And just like we think about the ocean, you know, the tide comes in and the tide goes out. Everything in our life happens with regard to that great flow or the great breath, whether it's in relationships, whether it's in energy, whether it's in finances. It's the same thing. There'll be times where the flow might be going out, but when we go into fear of that and begin to control, what does that create? More of it going out and then more fear, and so then we create more lack of abundance within our lives. But with that flow, if we know that we're the source of everything within our lives, then you know that something flows out. Then that's like the great expiration, which creates more space for an even greater inspiration of more flow and abundance to come back. So if you're experiencing a lack of abundance in your life, then be the source of abundance in someone else's life. And that could be, it doesn't necessarily, abundance doesn't mean giving money. It could be making a meal, offering help and support, being abundant in somebody else's life with your energy, then creates that flow of the great inspiration back into you, or in spirit, as I say. And so when we connect with that great breath of Earth, then we surrender to flow and we're not trying to control, which of course is what creates the pain and the struggle within our lives.
Wow. Well, this has really been wonderful, Simone, and I am so grateful for having you here and for opening our hearts and minds to the vulnerability of life and to the joy of connection with people who are open and all that you have to give and receive on this journey. And I wanted to give you a space to give any, you know, have any offerings that you have that you would like to give people before we leave the show.
Yes, look, we've created this web page as part of our Spirited Travelers tour, and our teachers, our practitioners through our school, event hosts, visionary sponsors of our tour, so many amazing people are contributing to this page, and over till the end of 2016 we'll be continually adding more and more things onto this page. What this gift page is about is all of these amazing people offering meditations, audio books, lots and lots of different visionary tools to help people find or express or be the divinity or source of creation within them. So it's lovely that all of these tools, it's like looking at different angles of a fruit bowl, so to speak, you know, are all saying the same things, but in a very different way that helps to people to really connect deeply in their heart, to transcend the belief systems or what their ego mind's trying to sell as the story. And so this is an opportunity of connecting through many different means on this webpage. And everything is absolutely free on this page. This has been donated, as I said, by all our practitioners, teachers and event hosts and so on. So I think if you could post the link on maybe your Blog Talk Radio page or on the replay page, then people, I'd like to gift all of the listeners access to that page. It's usually the people who attend our events or our free talks or our ceremonies get gifted this page, but I'd really love to gift this page also to all of your listeners. So maybe if you could post a link to that page, and that way all of your listeners can have access, if that's possible.
Yes, definitely. And do you want to give me the link now?
Fabulous. You have to love this, because I'm actually sitting in a park here on the phone and don't have the link in front of me.
Oh, okay.
Don't you love that?
So you can send it to me and I will post it for everyone. And I'm sure that they
that
will
would
love
be fabulous.
That. Okay.
That would be fabulous. Thank you.
Thank
It'll
you
be Spirited
so
Travelers Living Eden is what the link will be on our Universal Life Tools website. So, yep, I will post you that link.
All righty. So for closing, I'm going to do a little closing meditation. And if there's anything else you wanted to say or before we close?
Is there anything else I'd love to say? Actually, the words that come to mind, it was a talk that I gave a couple of years ago, but they've just flown into my mind now. So obviously the words to say, dream big, live passionately, and love infinitely, I think is it was a topic of a talk I gave a while ago, and those are the words that have come in. You know, live every moment, be present, and really allow your soul to soar and fly.
Dream big, love passionately, and
live passionately and love infinitely.
Live passionately and love infinitely. Oh, wow. That in itself, along with this divine trilogy and vulnerability and courage that you've brought to all of us, and love, infinite love. And in that space, let's start breathing again and making sure that we're present so we can receive. Hmm. Feeling your body, feeling your heart as you breathe. And how happy your heart is that you're present with all the love and life that it brings to you. And breathe present to Earth's heart. Her heart. Even see if you can hear her heartbeat. And be in communion with what she brings. A home. The breath of life. Food. Water. Beauty. Power. And you're using her heart to breathe through. And being in communion with the galactic heart. Feeling the galactic heart as you breathe through it. How big it is. Get to know it. I don't think we even know it. One thing I do know, though, is that it's huge. And brilliant. And breathing in again into this energy bowl that we created for our time here. In all the energies that we've connected with through Simone, through the earth in many different ways, through the people in different places, through her family, through her school and her classes and her wisdom. Through her eyes. And bringing all these energies into focus. Focusing them through our eyes, out into the hearts and minds and of people. Surrounding the planet, blessing her. Blessing the new earth. Giving it the energy from us that it needs for co-creating. And blessing consciousness. And surrendering the walls that the way we see things can make everything so small. And being grateful to Simone for all she shared and her time with us and her family for being out in the wind having lunch while she's in the car talking to us. And blessing their future together on this journey. And blessing your week. Having a gifted, wonderful, miraculous week. And don't forget, I'm going to list the offering page that Simone was talking about. So don't forget to check in on Living Eden, on Blog Talk Radio's Living Eden space, and get to experience your free gifts. And send in insights, gratitudes, stories. We're interested in you and all that you've received here or anywhere in your life. And bless you for doing that. Thank you very much. We love you all, and we love being loved in your with you too, and you're very important, each and every one of you. Just like a puzzle, even one piece you miss and there's a hole in it. I do have a puzzle like that. One piece is missing and it has a hole in it. So don't feel like you don't have something to add to the whole picture. And we send you empowerment too. And we'll see you next week. You want to say bye, Simone?
I'd love to. Thank you so much, Sharon, for having me on your show today. And I would wish I could show you a picture of my family at the moment sitting in the park. They're on the laptops, free Wi-Fi, doing their homeschooling. They're just adorable. I'll leave you on that message. And for all those also in North America, we're here till the beginning of October. If you would like to join us at one of our talks or ceremonies or courses, all the details are on the website. I'll probably pop them on that that free gift page. I'd love for you to join us.
Oh, thank you. Okay. Well, sending you hugs, Simone, and your family too.
Beautiful. Thank you, Sharon.
Bye
and to all
now.
The listeners, goodbye. Blessings.
Bye.